the echoes of thunder in a foreboding rhythm. Nevertheless, I feel a sliver of pleasure whenever I drop the wheels onto the undeserving hardwood. I'm angry as the storm outside. When I reach the entryway, I hear the screen door rattling, the hinges and mesh shaking while the wind whips past the porch. On the front table is the folder of documents Mom prepared this morning before hugging patients goodbye and heading to work. My sister's boarding pass, emergency contact information, the credit card patients got special for this summer-long internship in New York. I'm 17, 1 year older than patients, and even I don't have a credit card. And I'm certainly not getting on a plane anytime soon. I'm stuck in nowhere, Oklahoma, for the foreseeable future. "Patients!" I shout up the stairs. "We have to go!" There's no reply except the storm, howling up the driveway and shaking the window panes. I check my phone. We should have been on the road 20 minutes ago. The reason we're not is Patience's boyfriend, who just had to drop in and say goodbye in person. For 30 minutes, in Patience's bedroom, with the door closed. Patience has done everything before me. Credit card, job, trip out of Oklahoma, and boyfriend. The only thing I have on her is my driver's license, which right now just makes me my sister's chauffeur. It's the irony of our names. Patience has never had to practice patience in her entire life, what with how quickly everything comes to her. Whatever she wants, whenever she wants it. Whereas I, named Prosper, the whim of a mother who loves poetry, haven't seen a whole lot of what passes for prosperity in high school. Not when it comes to internships or summer opportunities or homecoming dates who aren't Netflix. I start back up the stairs, the wood groaning under me like it's protesting its earlier mistreatment. Everything creaks in this house. Every cupboard, every door. Whenever there's humidity or wind, everything makes noise, like the house carries on wordless conversations with itself. Presently, I'm hoping the wood speaks loud enough for patients to hear. I doubt it will. I'm fully prepared to walk in on my younger sister having sex with Benjamin Campos. I knock once on the door. There's no response. "You're going to miss your flight," I call out. Despite how jealous I am of her leaving, I want her to make her plane. It's the one upside of her flying to New York today. I won't have to see her this summer. Won't have to be reminded of what was stolen from me. When I knock for the second time, the door flies open. Patience doesn't look short of breath, or flushed, or sweaty. She looks pale. Her skin's practically porcelain white, her hair, auburn like mine, tucked behind her ears like she's pushed it there compulsively. Behind her, Benjamin's standing in the middle of the room, crying. "I'm ready now," Patience says. Benjamin sniffles. I'm not sure if Patience cringes. Her hazel eyes remain unreadable. I'm stunned watching this scene, uncomprehending. Is Benjamin this distraught my sister's leaving? It's not like Patience isn't coming home, not like she's being shipped off to some deserted island or exiled from Oklahoma permanently. Her internship is only 6 weeks. I feel bad for him, even if I can't empathize with sadness at my sister's absence. "Are you sure?" I ask. Patience doesn't glance over her shoulder, doesn't hesitate. "So sure. Let's go." She sounds like she's leaving a boring party, not her bawling boyfriend. I peer past her. Benjamin doesn't look like he's noticed I'm even here. His eyes balefully roam my sister's room as if searching for solace in her furnishings or the random collection of items Patience has picked up throughout her effortlessly successful childhood. Trophies from kids' soccer, photos of her playing with school orchestras, spelling bee ribbons. From their haphazard placement, I don't even feel like she's proud of them. She just needs places to put her accomplishments. I nod slightly in Benjamin's direction. "Is he..." "He's fine," Patience replies quickly. She grabs her backpack and walks past me out of the room. Benjamin, however, stays right where he is. He has the gangly frame of a 15-year-old boy, and his slightly greasy hair hangs down his forehead like he has no